Hey guys, welcome to another week of Autastic.
Really trailed off there.
You looked at me halfway through like you're gonna say something, so I was waiting for you to jump in or ask. I don't know what you're gonna say. Off air, you were insulting me, so I was waiting. Something could come out.
One day we should just start doing it in Spanish for no reason.
Hola, gente. Bienvenido a nuestro podcast. Autástico Fantástico.
The surprise is ruined. Autástico Fantástico. That's got to be probably not politically correct.
Well, I think it's as politically correct as autastic.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to translate autastic, which is kind of a play on words.
Sure.
Fantastic and autastic. Mm-hmm. Autism.
So maybe it's autástico.
Autástico. Maybe.
I think I did it. Yo hablo muy bien español. Español.
Espanol.
Espanol.
Tu espanol. Excelente.
Oui, mais je parle très, très belle français.
Straight to French.
Yep.
You're Canadian. I get it. Guys, this is your comedian's guide to autism. If you can't tell already, I am Kirk Smith, and this is
Graham K. Everybody, I was looking away and he
Graham
was pointing
K's
at me.
Graham K is in studio today, but he's still checked out.
So. I'm jet lagged, guys. Come on, leave me alone. Everything's going good. I am in LA again. This is another rare episode of me back in the studio apartment with you.
This is it. We're doing it.
We're doing it just like the old days. Nothing's changed. This place looks very clean. I'm very proud of you.
Really? I cleaned for an hour before you got here because my life's not going great. I've had a few setbacks. So, yeah, it was a mess.
You're not supposed to tell the listeners that. Things are up.
That's fine. They know what's up. You have some good days and some bad days.
What's going on?
Oh, okay. It's just life.
What are the setbacks?
Oh, life. You know how life is, man.
Tell us. No, seriously. Are you okay? You don't have to say everything. You don't have to say anything.
I'm okay. You know how it is. Yeah. You get to a certain age and you're like, am I going to die alone?
You
get
to die. Yes. I'll solve the question for you. You are going to die alone. Move on.
You're like, that should
suck
be a question at this point.
Suck it up.
You've known the answer for a long
time. So will I. It's fine. Who cares?
I mean, in the end, everybody dies alone, naked.
That's
and
what
afraid,
I'm saying.
And poops themselves. But in the interim time, I could live another 10, 15 years. Who knows? I'm a youngish man.
You're going to live a long time. You're very healthy. You look young. Everything's fine. You have two lovely children. You've accomplished a lot in your life. Things are great.
Things are...
I'm cat sitting. That's the closest thing I have to family right now.
It's not even your cat.
No,
it's not
cat
even
sitting.
You used to have a cat, Handsome.
Yep.
And what was the other cat's name?
I lost Pretty. It in the divorce.
Oh, that's right. I forgot what the name of the cat was, though.
Kitty.
Kitty.
Kitty and Handsome.
Oh, brother.
Those little guys. Miss those little guys. Kitty's dead, though.
Okay. Well, I guess you did lose a lot in the divorce.
She couldn't take being without me. She hung herself.
This podcast took a turn.
Sorry.
I don't know when I lost control of it, but I think it was from the very beginning. I'm starting the podcast and you're staring at my shoes.
You got some new kicks. I'm proud of you. Looking good. Place is looking good. You're doing great. You will be fine.
I'm not crying myself to sleep every night. That's not what's happening. It's good to
there's
be
a, there's a great comedian named Ted Alexandro. And
he's great.
He performed this one bit, which is pertinent to our conversation on Letterman. Maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years, well, 2 years ago now, before Letterman went off air. And he was like, he's doing a comedy set on Letterman. He walks out. First thing he says is, this is Ted Alexandro. And he goes, everybody, I'm 42, never been married, no kids, never even engaged. I made it. It is beautiful on the other side. Just wonderful. There's no spokespeople. Just George Clooney and myself, to my knowledge. And it's wonderful. Every day, you're like, you can do what you want. You're like, I don't want to hang out with that guy. I'm not going to hang out with that guy. It's awesome. Every day is fantastic. Every day is a complete, beautiful, beautiful, wonderful day. Except for 20 seconds of complete agony and terror right before you fall asleep. Every night.
You know, as a comic, I think the most common question I get is, who are your favorite comedians that I've never heard of? Mm-hmm. And I would name top three. I would say right now that the average person that has not heard of, if you're looking for comedy, Ted Alexander was up there. Nobody's ever, every time I bring up his name, nobody's heard of him.
No one's heard of him.
But he's very funny. Mm-hmm. Nate Bargatze's very funny. Mm-hmm. He's a buddy of yours. You open for him quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to say Tom Segura. Well, Tom Segura's getting a little heat right
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah.
So I'm was at the Comedy Store last night performing. Was that last night? Two nights ago. What night is tonight? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. By the time this podcast comes out, I was there a week ago, and he was there. Very funny.
Anyway, he's around. They're all around. They're all great. But we
got derailed.
This is the Comedian's Guide to Autism.
We got derailed. I just miss you. I haven't had anybody sit around and chat in my apartment.
Yeah, usually alone in your underwear, probably doing God knows what, talking to me.
I told you what I'm doing, crying.
Yeah. But anyway, it's Comedian's Guide to Autism. We both have autistic loved ones. Kirk has an 18-year-old son, and I have and your son is on the severe end of the spectrum. My 33-year-old younger brother, I know you think I'm probably 22, but I'm not. He is probably, I don't know, on the somewhat higher end, who knows.
He's at the spot that
I would give him a 6 or a 7 out of 10 on this horribly offensive autism scale I've just come up with.
Send your letters to Graham directly. Don't send them to me. I get enough mail.
In terms of not quality, but in terms of independence.
That's better. I like that.
Well, that's what I mean. I hope that we all got that.
I think though your son is at a spot that's my son's goal. Or my goal
brother
my
is
son.
At the is at a spot.
I say son, sorry.
That's fine.
Graham still doesn't have any kids, ladies, so he is an eligible bachelor.
I might be impotent. Moving on.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but that really got me. That was pretty funny.
But anyway, I could see how that would... I mean, that would be a great goal. Where
He lives alone.
He lives alone.
And he has a job.
My father tells me every time we talk about it, how thankful he is of how independent Peter is. I don't think, to give my dad credit, I'm sure he had, when it went back in the, when Peter was first being diagnosed and we were realizing that he was never going to, become a lawyer or whatever dreams you have for your kid, that my dad had a lot of weak moments, but I never saw them once, and he's only ever been positive about Peter and thankful.
It's amazing.
Yeah. My parents are both great. I know I've said that a bunch, but right now Peter is in a little rift with my parents. My dad's a couple weeks ago, we've already talked about it. My mom's like, don't be such a hermit. And so he's shutting out my mom. And then my dad is Peter's doing laundry all the time, obsessively now. And he won't leave the house because he wants to do laundry, and you can't get him to, he's like, if you want to come to a family reunion or something, he's like, I can't make a guy do laundry that day.
Wow.
And my dad's like, you should only be doing it once a week. And Peter's like, no. And I had a big talk with him yesterday, and we're down to 2 a week.
What is he? I'm not sure it'd be funny, but what is he washing?
I have no idea.
I do one a week, washing, and I exercise one item. Every day.
I think he just likes, he, here's the thing. In his defense, to play devil's advocate for Peter, he has nothing to do or think about when he's not working.
Okay.
He has no one to talk to. No one is like him in the world, is on his level. So he has no one to talk to. And he doesn't understand what's happening on TV.
Okay.
Has no idea what's going on. He has his DVDs, which he watches, but he's getting bored of those. It's hard for him to find new things. He's very finicky about what he likes. They don't really make things like that he likes anymore.
Right.
And...
Wait a minute, don't make electronic things? Or what do you mean?
No. A media. Like TV shows and movies.
Okay,
when has there been a movie like Dude, Where's My Car? They don't make those anymore. They don't make those kind of screwball, easy, dumb...
There's no Naked Gun 2.5?
No, exactly. So he's he's sort of stuck. And he needs something to do, I think. And one of those things, he likes to, a lot of people with autism, have a regimen. And that gives him order. But
does he Netflix?
No, he doesn't. I've shown him Netflix. I've signed him. I mean, I've given him my account. And he's not down with that. It's a new thing, But he's good on YouTube. He looks stuff up that he likes. He watches, the... Animal Kingdom, Robin Hood on Disney a lot, you know. But anyway, you know, he's, other than that, he's doing great. That's just, you know, a week in review for Pete. We haven't done one in a while like that. But he's, everything else is great. But that's it.
Well, it's always good to hear about him.
Yeah. Should you want, are we going to do a, one of the TV shows that Peter always loved growing up, and he's since phased it out in the past, I'm going to say 15 years. He's 33. So he liked it well into his teens, was Sesame Street. He loved Sesame Street. And you got an amazing interview with an amazing woman who works at Sesame Street. Should we just play it, or?
Yeah, this is just another series in our interview this is another episode in our series of interviews I did at the Disability Rights Regional Center's event, and had the opportunity to sit down with Jeanette, who is the senior VP of social and community outreach. I believe I'm saying it. Social impact, excuse me. Let's play it.
Sweet.
Very excited. We are once again at the Disability Rights Legal Center's annual event here at Fox Studios, I believe, in Los Angeles. And we have another very interesting guest. She is the Senior Vice President of Social Impact, which, boy, that's a mouthful. But I'll let her describe it. Jeanette Betancourt. Am I saying that right? Am I
you
close?
You said that really well.
Yes.
Yes.
The first
Kudos
time ever,
to
guys.
You. Very good. You got it.
I should probably end the episode right now. Just end on top. I got a name correct. And so you work with Sesame Street.
I do. I do work with Sesame Street.
Tell me everything.
I'll tell you everything. It's so cool. So what I have the pleasure of doing is I oversee what we call our community and family engagement work.
Okay.
So it's a little separate from our programming, and what that means is we create special tools and resources for children and families who need certain kinds of things explained to them a little bit more through the power of our Muppets.
Now, I remember, because longtime listeners remember that we did our interview with Frank Campagna maybe, oh boy, 6 months ago. I don't remember how long ago. You looked through the archives, but he talked a little bit about teeth brushing. There was a you do something with that? Is that what you're talking
did.
About?
We did. Okay. Yeah, that we've done tooth brushing. We've done asthma. We've done children of incarcerated parents.
Really?
We do a lot on military families too.
Wait a minute.
All this stuff.
I want to hear about this children of incarcerated parents. How does that work? What does that mean exactly?
Well, what it means is that there's a lot, believe it or not, there's 2.7 million children who every year who experience an incarceration of a parent.
Oh boy. Boy, I didn't even think
that's
true. Yeah,
that's
well, we
lot,
have about one of the highest prison populations in the developed world.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And what we found out that there were very, very little resources for young children explaining what happened to their mom or dad in a way that's positive, but also helps kind of stay connected if the family wants to stay connected with the incarcerated parent.
Holy cow.
And we created a Muppet for that, too.
Wow.
His dad
I'm
was
speechless.
I didn't think I could make you speechless.
You knew you could make me brainless, but speechless is harder. I don't need a brain to keep talking. Wow. So, okay. But since this is an autism podcast, let's veer it back to the autism. So talk to me a little bit about Julia. We were really excited as a family
when we heard
about that.
Yeah. That was very, very exciting. I think for all of us, because again, just like we just talked about with incarceration, we found out a lot about autism in the context also from families who have autistic kids, as well as the general public. And one of the things we found is that there was really very little ways to understand autism, not what causes it, but rather why children may act the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you picture an autistic little one, let's say in the park, and maybe he's doing a little steaming, flapping his hands, people just don't know what all of that means.
Right.
And sometimes when you don't know what something means, you tend
to avoid
it. You assume the worst, right?
That's right.
Or you avoid it.
That's true.
Or you have a lot of like misconceptions.
Or you judge.
Or yeah. you judge. Yeah. True, true. Yeah. And so we did a lot of research. We did, like, believe it or not, over 3 years of research around this.
That's great. That's encouraging.
Yeah. And we wanted to get it in a way that it wasn't for the autistic, it wasn't for the autistic community, but rather with the autistic community.
Oh, wow. So I love that language.
Went out, yeah. We went out and tested all of these resources, including Julia, which started as a storybook. She started off in a storybook where we had, it's called See Amazing 1, 2, 3, and it tells the story of Julia. She's with her friends, she's with Elmo, and suddenly Abby comes around in the storybook and she doesn't quite understand why Julia is acting different and not speaking to her, maybe not looking at her, and she thinks she doesn't want to play with her. And so everyone explains what autism is and how Julia is very special because she does a lot of things just like her friends.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it's her type of autism. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was really, what I liked about it is it's very, I'm going to try to struggle to put this in words, but it doesn't come across condescending. It's not talking down to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. But I think sometimes, sometimes it can seem like things are talking down. But I felt like that you guys really nailed it. You really hit on the head where you explained the condition. You weren't like, oh, poor, you know, you just, this
That's
is a person.
Right.
This is how she is. And it was really great. It was really, really great.
That's important for us to hear because that's what we wanted to really relay to everyone. We weren't doing just Julia because she's autistic. We were doing Julia because she's part of a group of friends.
Right.
And she's her own unique, special girl. And that's what we wanted to come across. I think when we did the programming with Julia and with Big Bird and Alan and everyone, we wanted to make sure that we weren't doing it in a negative way or looking at deficits, but understanding how she may do some things differently.
Yeah.
But we also wanted to show that she does a lot of things just like everyone else.
I think you were showing her humanity, basically.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice way to put it. Yeah. Thank you.
What's next for her? How's this working, Zach?
What's very exciting is that she continues in two ways. Continues in our programming, and it's not always about her autism. Sometimes
which
it's
I really
just,
like too.
Yeah. Yeah, because everything for anyone doesn't have to be about who
it doesn't
just their one thing about them,
autism
right?
doesn't completely define my son.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you wouldn't want everything about your son entirely about autism. It's just because then you take away, as you said, the humanity and the specialness of every child. So the initiative is called See Amazing in All Children. We love that. And
that's great.
You can get all of these resources on sesamestreet.org/autism. They're all for free in English and in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lo escucharon aquí primeramente, inglés y español también.
Ay, qué chévere.
¿Hablas castellano?
Sí, soy colombiana.
Ah, no sabía.
¿Ves?
Fui creado en Ecuador, aunque no lo parezca.
Ah, mire.
No, we just lost all of our listeners.
I know, I'm sorry. We went off into our Spanish language trend. Oh, to say that it's Spanish.
I just said that I was impressed that it was in Spanish, people. It's just a little joke. But that's great. So it's English and Spanish.
English and Spanish. But what's very exciting is that we are including her in other of our programs on Sesame Street. So we see her on Sesame Street, both on HBO and PBS.
That's great.
And then we're always looking for different ways to create additional resources. And we think that this coming April, once again for Autism Awareness Month, we will be adding some additional resources to all that we've been doing.
That's great. That's
so we're
really
excited
great.
About
That's
that.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Where can they reach you on Instagram or Twitter or where can the fans reach out to you with questions? And after these interviews, I always get people asking me, oh, you should ask her this. And so now I'm going to say, here you go. You can ask her yourself.
Well, you can ask. Actually, we have a special one that's specifically for this initiative. So it's hashtag See Amazing.
Okay.
So you could go through that. And then I think that's the best way to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jeanette, did I say Janet? Sorry. Jeanette.
You almost did it.
Janet's at Apple. Jeanette is at Sesame Street. Thank you so much for taking the time. Oh, we really appreciate it. Guys, you can reach out to her, ask her your questions. I encourage you to look it up online and check out not just the initiative, but these little, I know the teeth brushing thing was a big deal for us, and we really struggle with that. And,
that's right.
Yeah, it'd be
really helpful. There's a lot of other routines there, too.
Yeah, just that really basic skills that would really help the day-to-day lives of our loved ones. Well, that's it, guys. Have a great week. You can do it. So, what do you think, Graham?
I think that she should be locked up. No, she's fantastic.
She should be flogged.
She's fantastic. I just feel safe listening to her. I feel like the world's going to be okay. I really do.
That's great.
I really do. And I'm like, you're just like, you know, I'm just so happy. I know I've said it again. I always say it after every time we listen to one of these interviews, these people that are just, they just get it. Yep. And they're patient and they're bright and they know how to communicate and they think outside the box.
Yeah. I felt encouraged by the way she broke down the process of how they look into this stuff. They do the research for years, then they bring in specialists. I thought it was great.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So they're not just thinking of
it. It's not just half-cocked.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not just coming up with a theory and implementing it without, you know, doing some research. It's great. It's interesting. It's just interesting that to see that show change and see behind the scenes of how detailed and how much thought goes into these things.
I got a little distracted during the interview, but I couldn't get over the work they're doing with the.
It sounded like you guys were flirting at the end. I don't speak Spanish. But
no, I was gonna say I got distracted with the we were not flirting. She's very happily married, 3 kids. We were definitely not flirting.
Okay.
I was using the little charm I have to try to make it somewhat interesting. Did it work? I have no idea.
Right.
But you gotta use what you have, and I'm not that bright. But I was really impressed with the work they're doing with the prison population, with all the kids that are, I know it's unrelated to autistic, but it's really encouraging that people are taking time and effort to really reach out to vulnerable groups. I connect with vulnerable groups, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it was great. Great interview, and she's fantastic. Thanks for doing that, Kirk.
It was an honor. It was, again, at the Century Fox Studios. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very, very cool. And the food was excellent.
Ooh, bonus.
And I was driving, so I don't have any beers, but there was open bar. You would have loved it, buddy.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
I would have.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Autastic. That's another episode of Autastic. Thank you very much to Jeanette for being on. You're fantastic. And thanks for putting up with Kirk.
That's our sub logo for all of our interviews.
And I'm at Graham K Comedy. It's I've changed it. I'm at Graham K OK. I'm at Graham K OK now. I changed it. It's my name OK, and that's Twitter and Instagram. Kirk Smith is at Kirk Smith Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. Also, as always, you can donate as little as $1 a week / per episode to patreon.com/autastic. That's patreon.com/autastic. And as always, please, if you are listening to this on iTunes,
share?
Which I'm sure you are, give us a good review if you can. It takes 30 seconds. At the very least, give us one of those 5 stars. It'll say, you know, it'll review on the little tab. Then you go 5 stars. And that helps us quite a bit. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for listening. We love you very much.
You can do it, guys. We love you.